Report: NSA confirms investigation into employees' secret sex chats. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 24, 2025. The National Security Agency, NSA, confirmed it is investigating secret sex chats that several employees have been taking part in during the workday, according to a recent report. In a post on X, Christopher Rufo, a contributing editor with the City Journal, revealed that an NSA spokesman had confirmed the authenticity of the secret sex chat and that the agency was taking administrative action against the employees who had reportedly abused this system. "The agency put an enormous amount of trust in people allowed to use government systems," the NSA spokesman said. "There is an expectation for full compliance with all of the laws and policies clearly posted on all those systems. We are continuing to look into this issue. We're taking actions against any and all employees who abuse this system." A former NSA employee and a current NSA employee provided chat logs from the NSA's IntelInc messaging program, in which employees reportedly discussed sex, kink, polyamory, and castration, to City Journal. While an NSA press official told the outlet that all employees sign agreements stating that publishing non-mission-related material on IntelInc is a usage violation and will result in disciplinary action, some of the chat topics featured male-to-female transgender surgery, and employees also discussed hair removal, estrogen injections, and the experience of sexual pleasure post-castration. One popular chat topic was male-to-female transgender surgery, which involves surgically removing the penis and turning it into an artificial vagina. "Emin is everything," said one male who claimed to have had gender reconstruction surgery. "I've found that I like being penetrated. Never liked it before GRS, but all the rest is just as important as well." Another intelligence official boasted that genital surgery allowed him to wear leggings or bikinis without having to wear a gaff under it. These employees discussed hair removal, estrogen injections, and the experience of sexual pleasure post-castration. "Getting my butthole zapped by a laser was shocking," said one transgender-identifying Intel employee who spent thousands on hair removal. "Look, I just enjoy helping other people experience boobs," said another about estrogen treatments. "One of the weirdest things that gives me euphoria is when I pee. I don't have to push anything down to make sure it aims right," a Defense Intelligence Agency employee added. An active source at the NSA claimed that he had witnessed hundreds of sexually provocative discussions take place mostly on taxpayer time. The sources also informed the outlet that the sex chats used by employees were legitimized as part of the NSA's commitment to diversity, equity and inclusion, and that through the use of LGBTQ+ employee resource groups, activists at the NSA turned their kinks and pathologies into official work duties. President Donald Trump previously signed an executive order titled "Ending Radical and Wasteful Government DEI Programs and Preferencing," stating that the Biden-Harris administration had forced illegal and immoral discrimination programs, going by the name Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, DEI, into virtually all aspects of the federal government. The director of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, assisted by the Attorney General and the director of the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, shall coordinate the termination of all discriminatory programs, including illegal DEI and diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, DEIA, mandates, policies, programs, preferences, and activities in the federal government, under whatever name they appear, the executive order added.